This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and my tits are too big to have underboob. It's just boob.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I saw the best butts of my generation destroyed by doom scrolling.
I'm Tess Barker, and maybe if they started calling vaginas concealed weapons, people will be allowed to own one.
It's funny. It's true.
And I'm Katya, and I have a head for business and a bod for sin, just like Melanie Griffith in Working Girl.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Woo!
Neither can we.
We got Barbara. Show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey everybody, it's Babs. Just a reminder that you should come see our live show. We've got two left this year, one on October 3rd and one on November 7th at Permanent Records Roadhouse in Los Angeles. It's a Vax venue, it's an outside show, and we've been having so much fun. So please come out and see us. You can see the show live at the venue, or you can actually catch it on Zoom. And Patreon folks, you get a discount ticket, so go to Patreon to check out your discount code. Buy tickets at tinyurl.com/ladytoladylive. And we can't wait to hang out with you. Enjoy the show.
Let me tell you, Trixie has come out of the pandemic, but she has used this time off to literally become a cinematographer, an audio technician, all this stuff. And I've just degraded, all my skills have just degraded or regressed. And I've just refused, like, no, I'm not going to learn how to do that. No, I'm not going to learn how to light myself. I just refuse, but
I think it's good
most
drag
queens can't do shit.
You don't want to, what you're like, I'm not putting my time into that.
Yeah.
And it kind of sounds like Trixie has it covered.
So you're fine.
Exactly. So fuck it.
Thank you. Exactly. I'm just the dead weight that she can drag me along. And I was like, how long has it been since we've all chatted as ladies?
So long.
I think it's been a while. I think we did like a commentary showgirls.
It was the showgirls.
Yeah. Showgirls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was fun. But that was like a few years ago.
1997 or 1998.
Yes, Bill Clinton was president. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. A simpler time. Shit.
It's all good. It's pre-pandemic, and that's a different. Ugh. It's like, we're living in like a PP world. I mean, not even, but we're kind of.
It's like a,
there's like before we knew the air could kill us, and then there's now. And I think that's like the delineation where it's like things were wild.
Wait, which air? Just the
all of it. I mean, all of it.
Or this one, the one that I'm doing.
You're just inviting it.
Katya, I'm having the same sort of thought about cigs, because one time I was staying in an Airbnb that smelled so bad like cigs. I haven't smoked in a long time. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go buy a pack. If you can't beat them, join them.
Oh, that's terrible. That's horrible. Well, I fully recognize that smoking indoors is a level of grit. I mean, it's really like,
it's very old west.
It's very old west, but like it's
it feels Wisconsin as well too.
Yeah,
it's too hot out. It's too hot out. And so I don't want to be on the street. I don't want to be on the sidewalk, like, because then I'm a pariah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there it is, smoking outside. So I like to just be the old lady indoors smoking.
For you.
And so it keeps people out. You know, a lot of my friends don't want to come in. Lovely.
Perfect.
It's honestly,
it's an isolation. Yeah. It's good to have many forms of ways to isolate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, as if I needed another.
Honestly, my dad smokes indoors, so I just feel like I'm hanging out with family right now. That's how it feels. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what my friend, he said, oh, I was like, I'm sorry about this. And I was like, no, it reminds me of my dad. I was like, is that a good thing?
It's a neutral thing.
Indoor smoking reminds me of my dad, too.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a Vegas casino?
Actually, I literally pretty much did. My grandma literally had a slot machine at her house.
Oh. I love it. I love it.
Pretty much.
Beautiful.
I feel like indoor smoking really just makes me hope that you, what does your ashtray look like? Because I hope it's like an amber colored, I'm thinking a granny, like,
well, I'll show you the cute one. Okay. So it's this. It's like a little ball.
Ooh.
There you go.
Oh, it's like a.
Oh, I love it. That's like a.
Very cute.
And then it just closes. It's just like a little.
It's like a Death Star. But the actual one. Death Star like
globe situation. Yeah.
The real one, though, is nasty. It's just a plastic like diner one.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it usually goes?
Well, I love that you have a personal and one for company. It's nice to have.
Mm-hmm. You have to have it. Yeah, you have to have it be at least like the option of classy.
Yeah.
I mean, you have it can't be just like a bucket.
Yeah.
Indoors,
yeah. You know.
Or, you know, I think we've all gone through at least one period in life where you just used beer cans.
The toilet.
Oh
my God.
Option.
I have been there when I picked up the wrong beer can.
We all have. Don't put that evil on me. Don't put that evil on me. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
I wish it on no one. I wish it on absolutely no one. It is.
It's... And I'm a heavy smoker.
Yeah.
And it's.
Yeah. No, but you smoke, you don't drink. It's fine. Oh, God.
How can you not? I'm always curious, how can you not? I don't know if I'm like inherently suspicious of everything, but like I always do a little sniff before I, or, you know. Like,
I don't know how happened. I don't know. Trust me. I don't know how.
Probably drunk, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're in some kind of a messy place, both figuratively and literally. You're kind of not making those mindful choices to smell before you sip. Yeah. You're just kind of sipping with reckless abandon.
It was probably next to your
real
beer.
It's not a mindful choice.
It's, you know.
Yeah. See, I remember.
Have you ever heard of the New Jersey Turnpike?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on it. What is it?
Apparently, this is like with drunks. This is like a very drunk person thing. At the end of the night, it's a challenge. The bartender takes the bar rag and twists it into a shot glass and you drink it.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
So at 3 a.m., the bar rag gets twisted into a shot glass and you take the shot.
You know what? Yeah. I would take the Sig beer over that.
Really?
I would.
Yeah. I think I probably would too.
Because I've lived through the Sig beer. I don't think I could live through the bar rag.
That's really grim. Mm.
The Sig beer is super grim. A mistake. You're not doing it on purpose.
No, it's a challenge.
No, but I'm saying the rag is like, you know what you're doing.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to take that moment to be like, oh, I'm doing this to myself. Yeah.
It's not an act of like self-flagellation.
Yeah. Well, it's like a post-panic, but it's not like you're not gearing up. Yeah, consent is involved with that one. Oh my God, disgusting. Oh,
sorry to start you guys off on a sour note.
No.
I appreciate it.
People need to know
really
what's out there
it.
In this world. People need to know that, honestly, because things could always be worse. You could be drinking a Jersey Turnpike because you're in a mental place where you think that's a good thing to do to yourself. And if you aren't doing that, then it's a good day.
Yeah. Word. Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember being at like a church bazaar when I was like in second grade and, I had like a Coca-Cola can and a wasp went into it and I was going to drink it. And then I heard a wasp buzzing in the can and I threw it.
Oh my gosh.
And ever since then I check cans. And if the can is
for wasps,
for anything, I don't trust them. Ever since then, I've never trusted. I was like so close to ruining my life.
Wow.
Oh, a wasp in your mouth. That's at church.
Yeah. At church.
Yeah,
I forgot you were at church. So many problems here.
Weird church. I mean, didn't want to be. That was the age where I was already being made fun of for being a good reader at church. So, you know.
Oh, you fucking literate piece of shit.
I know. I remember being in like Sunday school. I was like the first one. Like my mom was a Sunday school teacher. And I was like the first one that was like a fluent reader in like kindergarten and stuff. And people would be like, well, call in Brandy to read a Bible verse again. And I'd be like, I can read, bitch. That's your problem. You can't read. You're not going to shame me for being smart. This is all bullshit. I mean, I remember questioning.
I love smart shaming.
Yes.
I love that.
I was like, no. You're not going to, don't make me feel bad for being smart. Excuse me. I will run all of you someday. I'll be a comedian with a podcast, but I could, if I chose to be a CEO things, I could have.
Yeah. How many of them have podcasts though, Brandy?
Yeah.
Probably seven. Yeah.
With two other fierce girls.
Exactly.
Like, oh, none. Zero.
Yeah, yeah.
None.
One of them probably has like an AM radio station that nobody listens to, but they are not vaccinated. That's probably what's happening over there.
Yeah, AM radio.
Did any of you guys get COVID?
No.
No, mm-hmm. Did you?
No. Oh,
congratulations, everybody. We did it.
I know.
I'm honestly really impressed with like the majority of people that I know that have like are like hard partiers and like we live like fun, fast lives, but we've also like know when to fucking shut it down and take our shit seriously. I'm like very proud. Yeah. I'm very proud of people.
I've been super crazy careful. Like just like not, you know, I mean, now it's like obviously a little here and there we're doing shit now, but definitely took it very, very seriously.
I mean, for the first year it was crazy. Yeah. Like it was lockdown, but then it was not.
Yeah.
So that was a very confusing thing. That was very confusing when
we had the month of like freedom and then it was like,
yeah, we had 3 weeks of hot girl summer. And then after that, then, you know, it's whatever.
I did have to get a test when I was in Costa Rica to come back to the US. And
what was that like?
It's just kind of weird to be on vacation and be like, hey, before we hang out by the pool, let's go get swabbed, you know?
Yeah.
But then also, like, I hadn't had to get tested in a while, and I got convinced that I was going to have it, you know?
Right,
like,
of course.
Like, I was nervous until I got my results back. And like,
I definitely, like, I went to get tested recently, too. And, you know, there's lots going on in this world that feel very, like, post-apocalyptic. But that was, like, one of the most. It was, like, I was talking to someone behind bars who was like handing me a test through a thing, and on the behind him was a drawing of one of those like we can do it, you know, posters, but it was like let's get vaccinated instead, and I was like, this feels very creepy, man. And just like
extremely Starship Troopers.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, what reality is this? Just too much.
Yeah,
I've been getting mine in the middle of the street. That's even weirder. Like, they'll send, you know, if we have a shoot date for like whatever, for World of Wonder or Netflix, they'll send a person over in their car, and lately they'll just park, they just double park in the middle of the street, and they tell me to come out.
They're
in their trunk. Yeah, they had the trunk open. One lady, she had her child in the car with her, woman, cute kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like in the middle of the street, like in my underwear, essentially getting nose swabbed. And it's just so weird, but nobody cares. And I guess I don't really either.
It's just a weird reality we're in now.
Kind of like glamorous and cool about getting like having a concierge nose swabbing.
I mean, it's so luxe.
In your undies?
I don't have to do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, I can just waddle out to the to the middle of the street because I'd rather not have them in my smoky apartment. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Totally.
you and Trixie are gonna go on tour next year, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah,
it looks fun. You guys are going all over the place.
I think we're going to Poland for the first time.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
I've only been,
you're going to get to use your Russian, right?
Well, I mean, not really.
Oh, okay.
They're like, Polish is like 50% kind of like Russian, but I've only been to the Polish airport, and I don't know why. I just want to go to Poland. It's proximity to Russia, but I'm sad we're not going like to even further like Ukraine or something, but I think they still have a complicated relationship to homosexuality.
Yes, they do.
And we're very gay.
Both these things are true.
I had plans to like to go to Georgia, the country, perform in their pride celebrations, and Georgia is not proud. I mean, you know, they're like
not welcoming of pride.
It was in the news, actually. I think the organizers who were trying to get me there, their offices were ransacked. They were like attacked.
God.
And like, yeah. And that's happened before too. It's like people do not like gay people for some reason.
And then like you have to think about all the poor people that are trapped in those places.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They're probably it's so fucking.
And like they need a pride more than anything else. It's like it's so hard.
And it's like, I mean, I think the people who are like really. I just don't understand. I know it's a cliche to assume that those people are, that homophobic people are like themselves, like gay or whatever, but why are you thinking so hard about sucking dick and cock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why are you thinking so hard about
it? I feel the same thing about sucking dick and cock as I do feel about aborties.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you fucking care? Why Why? There's so many.
You don't care once the baby's born.
No, yeah, you don't give a shit.
Like,
no.
Get your fucking brain out of other people's junk. Like,
get your fucking hands out of my pussy.
Yeah.
Your hands are inside my pussy.
Like, get out. Oh my God. Watch like fucking House Hunters or something. I don't know. Go away.
They just.
And I don't think like it's not a traumatic thing. I have friends who have had abortions. It's not a traumatic. It's just a procedure, a medical procedure that can be very simple. Mm-hmm. And it can be like nothing. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make it into this big thing. I should, you know, if I were a girl, I'd want to have 15 abortions, 400 abortions, whatever.
Well, and then now we all have to like take it upon ourselves to make aborties cool. Now we all have to wear like abortion beanies and abortion pins. Yeah. We have to go on this campaign to make abortion cool because of these fucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking. I don't get it.
I know. I mean, obviously what's going on in Texas is like a fucking nightmare. And it sucks whenever something like this happens and everyone has to like trot out their stories to make it be like, I'm a person. I am a human being who, you know, it's just so fucking depressing. Like, God. Yeah.
How about, I don't want to have a baby. Like, that's perfectly reasonable. Yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
I don't want to have a baby.
Yeah.
Boom. I understand that. Let's get you in the hospital.
Yeah, like, no fucking Jesus shit. And like, it doesn't even need to be this story like, oh, you fucking turned into Sheryl Sandberg or whatever. Like, a normal whatever person should just be able to be like, I didn't want to have a fucking baby because I didn't fucking feel like it. It doesn't even need to be some big inspirational thing.
Yeah.
No, I want to go to the gym. I don't want to have a baby.
You hate everyone. Yeah. Like, after that, you don't give a fuck about anyone's life, like, as soon as they're born.
Not one fuck.
Well, people just want you to have babies in the first place so they can just churn them into, like, the fucking, like, work mill or the army mill. Like, that's all, like, that's why, like, gay people and, like, women having abortions is, like, such a fucking, like, problem. And, like,
because
they just want you to have kids. They want you to have kids so they can just, like, fucking work them to death, or they can throw them in the army and they can just, like, oppress other countries.
You can buy shit. Work and buy shit.
Work and buy shit. We're consumer culture. Baby, that's all we are.
Well, like, which is such fucking bullshit. Because I'm sorry, but like, women and gay people buy a lot of shit, and we work a lot.
Thank you.
Gay people buy a lot of shit.
Can you find people who work more than us or buy more shit than us? No.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Why people are like, I had friends who were like crying at their first gay Honda commercial. I'm like, girl, this shit should have been on in the 70s.
Yes,
like, I mean, I know. This is way past due. Capitalism has.
Yeah, it's always weird. It always is so weird when a brand like leans in like that because it feels so like trite. Yeah.
Hi, gay.
Yeah.
Come here. We know you and have money. Like, still.
Okay, yeah, and it's like, okay, Cheerios. Thanks for tweeting about it, but it's just like so awkward. Yeah.
Oreo is trans for the month of June.
But also, it's like, I guess Cheerios is our government, so I'm glad that they're like,
it's good. It's obviously good. But it's still, it's just like, yeah, it's obviously
it's
such
just
a money.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just money.
Yeah, that's all it is. I'm like, where are you putting that money? All the extra money that you're making, are you actually donating it to things that actually matter? It's so stupid.
Yeah, and again, with the babies, I don't know why the babies, like, those cost so much money.
Yeah.
Babies, so just, I don't understand how somebody wouldn't sympathize with, oh my God, what an incredible, never mind emotional, but like financial burden that would be for someone who didn't want it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think about that.
I wanted to go in with a shop vac and just suck them out myself. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean,
it's not a moral issue.
No, it's not.
It's not a moral issue.
No, and it needs to stop.
It's a cluster of cells.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And like, it's like the idea that we're even treating it as a debate is insulting. Because it's like, no.
Exactly.
We already figured this out like 50 years ago. Shut the fuck up. It's not even something with two sides.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's done.
Yeah.
What you need to do is...
Well, they fucked it up when it was pro-life versus pro-choice. That was a real bad move.
Yeah.
That was real bad. They really got the upper hand in terms of
that's
like...
That's the problem is they really got into that like, just that little like caveman thing that's like...
Yes.
It's like cute, you kill cute thing.
Yeah.
You bad or whatever. And it's like, no.
Yeah, but...
I do zygotes. Think that we did a really good job. I mean, sorry, bad job of letting them keep that name. Like we kind of like stood there and took it for like decades. Like, you guys are pro-life, we're pro-choice. Like that was going to hold a candle. And it might be time to like rebrand ourselves as like Cash Money.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with Baby Killer.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just me. I mean, I love Satanism. So.
Oh, yes, baby. As above, so below. Fuck him.
Baby Murder.
Yes.
I would be DJ Baby Murder.
That would be me. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. No, 100% there. It's like, and like, it obviously, it's like a trope we've read a million times online that like if guys could get had to be the ones getting abortions, like obviously they would.
Mama,
can you imagine
the technology?
I know
there would be McDonald's, good drive through. Cause I mean, it would be like you could get a scented abortion.
Yeah.
You could get like
absolutely.
I mean, it would be
it'd be like a shot in a beer, like shot in a beer deal at the bar. Yeah.
Take an abortion.
Oh, did you need an abortion with that steak?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, like
that lady swabbing your nose would be swabbing your uterus too, and it would be done in the street in your underwear, and it would be perfect.
And you would wave.
Steak and an abortion would be a great lipstick color.
What's it? What is it?
Steak and an abortion would be a great lipstick color.
a nice like plum, like a
I'm thinking kind of a like a dark magenta / plum.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. I feel you. Very femme fatale.
Yeah,
aubergine even maybe. It's true though, but if I was going to have sex with women, if I grew up that way, I would have wanted a vasectomy as soon as I could.
Oh yeah.
They're also reversible.
Is the thing that's crazy too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you can get it, and then when you choose to have a child.
I don't know one man who's had. I mean, I don't know a lot of straight guys.
I know
I've
a
never
few,
met
and
one who's had one.
Think I'm grateful that they did
you
it.
You know what? And
I know.
I would like
me too.
To, as though we were at a baseball game, I would like to currently honor their service.
Yes, honestly,
Labor Day.
Yes, thank you.
On Labor Day.
Thank you for having an vasectomy. Yeah. My dad had a vasectomy after my younger brother. That was something I always grew. I don't know why I knew that. Thanks for normalizing it in the household.
So you know your parents are raw dogging.
Sure. Yeah, they were
not using condoms.
Can you believe it? Oh my god.
Well, condoms are also
anti-Catholic.
Yeah, I was
going to
say they're also against God. Mm-hmm. So
Catholics not even approved condoms yet? They're so behind.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
My grandma had 13 kids.
Oh,
my god.
Catholic.
Damn.
How no was? Yeah. How did she? What was she like as a person?
An alcoholic.
That many children will do it.
It was like hell.
Yeah, it was hell. Thank God it wasn't. Oof.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's the crazy Catholic Boston Catholics.
Yeah.
I think you at that point just have to. I would just become chaste. Is that the word? Celibate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just no one's fucking me. You don't have a condom.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. Board it up.
Yeah.
I am so curious about how those. Like how that works, because are you actually horny, or are you just having sex? Like you can't be wanting to.
Well, if you think sex
pregnant.
Is for procreation, it's not about being horny.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like not about the joy of the act whatsoever. It's about like making.
But like even then, if you're procreating at that.
Well, no,
point,
I mean I do think there are people that are trying to have kids and can still like have an enjoyable time having sex.
Well, of course, yeah, I'm not saying
I don't
that.
Think that's totally mutually exclusive.
No.
I love
just a joyless.
I love the idea of that joyless sex.
Inseminate me.
Just stand there.
Yeah.
But no, at some point with 13, I'm like, are you enjoying it? Like, are you just like, all right, here's another one?
No.
I don't know.
Run. You hear so many of these stories of women in that generation that were just like super smart and went to college and got stuck at home with 13 children playing Yahtzee and drinking gin.
Now that sounds great without the kids. Ducks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're either pregnant or but you're pregnant all the time. Think about it. You're pregnant
crazy.
For like 20 years.
I do know people enjoy. You know, some people really enjoy being pregnant. So
that last one probably fell out though.
Yeah.
Probably.
Not to be gross.
It's your
like,
grandma, so it's
probably,
good.
It's kind of like, you know, when you see a classy older lady who's been wearing heavy earrings for a long time.
Yeah.
Heavy earrings. Oh, those droopy lobes. Those droopy lobes.
We know them.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll just let everyone last with that image in their heads, and then we'll be back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady and Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm here with Katya.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What is your shirt? What is your hat
say? Thanks so much for having me. Oh, it says PMS. I suffer from PMS, putting up with men's shit.
I love you.
I feel like you always have really cool hats.
Well, this one's from Wacky Wacko, which is great. It's my friend Peggy and Seth, they have like, they're just the best designs. They're virulently anti-men, which I love.
Oh, that's Peggy Nolan, and, right?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her stuff. She's so awesome.
She's so great.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I love hats because I'm bald, so, mm-hmm. you know.
Totally.
I love the toupee. Too. Well, especially because when you get the secondary benefit of the SPF protection mm-hmm. of a hat.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. And I'm like, my neck is so red all the time. Mm-hmm. If I go in the sun for 3 seconds, I'm just
gotta
like,
get the flap.
Lobster.
Are you not flap ready?
Oh, my God.
I'm not flapping, but I need to do like, I want to do like... a giant one though, but like it's just so eccentric and I'm not quite old enough to pull that off, you know.
It's a look.
It's like what would you do, like it's
no, I was thinking straight up a flap.
Oh, no, I've
on
got
your...
you watch it. I have it.
Oh, the flap.
A straight
okay.
neck
like
flap.
The dad flap, like the straight
like
up
the
dad flap,
the cloth
yeah,
mullet.
Like yeah,
the
yeah.
cloth
yeah.
mullet,
you know.
I mean, that would that would be great, actually.
All you need to do is be in Palm Springs for the weekend. Because when you're in Palm Springs, kind of anything goes. So you buy the big, I know exactly the wide brim hat you're thinking of. You buy it, and it's like your little silly thing for the weekend. But then you just let it carry over into the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that one day you're like, oh, my God, what are you wearing? And then people just get used to it.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I could do that. Yeah. Palm Springs, 120 degrees heat. Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Not a summertime.
I mean, nope. I can because I can be in a pool all day.
But you'll die in that. Like you will roast. I mean, you will literally just.
I'm
die.
Trying to see because I was born in Palm Springs, middle of summer,
middle of July,
of summer. Yeah. So I'm.
You're a hell baby.
I was an absolute hell child. Red hair shooting out. I'm trying to see how hot it was. I mean, obviously it's gotten way hotter in past years, but it must have been. At least I mean, still.
Yeah, I know. There's like a special like desert. There's like a shiftiness to the people that like live out there full time that I'm just like, you're here in the summer all the time, huh? Damn.
Yeah.
Lizard people.
Yeah.
Lizard people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The eyes are real wide.
I feel that I'm like partially reptilian. Like I can hang in those really high temps because I'm like, I like just a touch of it. And then you go into the house and that has AC or you go in the pool. And I don't know. I really like when it's hot at night and I can just like eat fruit and dress like a slut.
Oh, you like it hot at night?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Oh my God. You guys. Nightmare. Yeah. It's 3 days before I was born, but it was 117 degrees outside.
Damn, Babs.
Wow, Babs, you really... No wonder your hair is
like
red.
A fireball whiskey shooting out.
Yeah.
My mom.
Wow.
That's
Jesus
crazy. Christ.
No wonder.
Oh, fuck.
I was born in it.
When are y'all's birthdays?
March 23rd.
Okay. March 13th.
July 16th.
When's yours?
May 1st.
Mm. Okay.
So what are astrologically, how do we all
I'm
factor?
I'm Cancer.
Taurus.
Just sun sign?
Taurus. Just sun, okay. I guess. Taurus. I know, we're in LA. No, I need your rising, I need your moon, and I need your...
What would you like? I can tell you exactly. No, I'm a Pisces, Tess is an Aries, and Babs is a Cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what the elements we got. So I'm Earth.
Mm-hmm. Fire.
Water.
Water. We got air?
You got no air.
Waters.
Two waters.
Babs
okay,
and
no
Brandy
air.
Are
Babs,
we don't
Babs
need
has
air.
A, has a, Bob's has a lot of air
we
in
don't
her
need
chart,
air.
Though, I think. I think you have a lot of... I think I remember hearing
I think
that you had
so.
A lot of air. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, okay. Because I have, like, no air in my chart, so I'm glad you do.
I don't think I have any air either. I'm just a... My witch friend says, astrologically speaking, I'm like a military tank barreling down a muddy hill... But that could get overturned by a twig.
Oh, yeah.
Astrologically speaking, that's the final diagnosis.
That's like the analogy. Yeah. My chart, this is that image. It's like a war tank, you know, like barreling down a muddy hill, but could get derailed by the smallest little thing. I was like, that is so accurate.
I feel like that would describe me as well, for sure.
Yeah.
I love it. Just like smoke billowing out of the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Determined, ruthless, just can't stop me except anything, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My God. I love that. That's amazing.
I'm going to keep smoking. I know it's
my
trash.
God,
no, please do. We don't care.
God.
Smoke away.
I'm happy for you. I wish I could. Okay.
The world is ending. It doesn't matter. Smoke away.
Gotcha. We're going to play a game with you, actually.
Great. I love
it. The segment is called Business Questions. Yeah, and we have a song. Yes,
we have an incredible song.
The segment always reminds me of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Which I literally was just... Okay, I'll tell you in a minute.
No, go on. Because so it's the best movie ever.
Yes, it is. I just literally mentioned it in this little thing I wrote, and we're writing a book. Me and Trixie were writing another book about work, and that movie factors in a lot.
Really?
Yes, a lot.
I can't wait to read that.
Fuck yes.
Sue Ellen Crandall, 90s fashion icon.
Oh my God.
100%. 100%.
When she was getting dressed to go to that job, the montage of her putting those outfits together... Incredible.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I was just watching Mars Attacks because it was on Netflix, and she's in that movie with like a non-speaking role. And I'm like, she was already super famous at this point. I'm so confused.
Christina Applegate?
She's in it.
You're joking.
And she plays Jack Black's girlfriend. It's like very weird. Yeah, she has no lines.
She's honestly, like a hot girl. If I'm being honest, I think she's like the coolest person ever. Like, honestly, Kelly Bundy probably has the best style of
Kelly
all
Bundy
time.
Yeah,
she was a massive influence.
Kelly and
on
Peggy,
lots of
both. I love both of their styles.
Oh, and like what I love about the style on that show is like you can see visually how Peggy raises a Kelly. Like it's like generationally one hoe raising another. Yeah,
and the men are just fucking losers.
Right.
Just losers.
Complete losers.
Failures, losers, flops.
I used to have some joke about how the dog. What was the dog's name? Tux. Like you can hear its thoughts. It never did well.
What? Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's okay. You can't.
But I was like, this is such a weird reference that no one understands. I had to stop
doing
that.
I forgot about that. But yeah, the dog. Yeah. Did
okay. Well, I'm gonna try to. I don't know why this only says this is me and Brandy on the track. I don't know if I have the right version. Let's see. Let's find out.
Business.
Please be advised.
Questions.
Business questions.
Are we moving the needle?
We've got some business.
Pull up a chair. Would you like some water?
Business questions.
All right.
Are we moving the needle? Are we raising the ceiling?
Okay, so answer these however you see fit. No wrong answers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Katya, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a strong, sexy, confident woman who will stop at nothing to get what she wants, with an incredible knack for organization and an indelible ability to cooperate, collaborate, and congratulate.
God.
Wow.
The alliteration.
My job interview. It's my job interview.
The alliteration, too.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Keep it.
Yeah, dropping indelible is a power move in an interview. I love it.
I don't even know what that means.
I decided to hire you.
No,
yeah, I didn't know what you were going to say next, but I was like, I'm hanging on to every word at this point.
That's what the idea that you want is. You kind of you wrap them up in a speech that's endearing but confusing, and then they're just trying to
spin
figure
a yarn.
Out.
Get them knotted up. Get them knotted up in that yarn. Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, sitting in your chair, wearing your clothes, with your hairstyle and color, and saying and asking the same question to somebody else. I don't know. That was when we were doing a questionnaire on our the job interview thing, and I was like, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" Mm-hmm. I honestly don't. I don't know how to answer that, real or not for real.
Yeah,
same.
Like it's such a bizarre question. It's like, no.
Yeah, time doesn't work like that. Anything can happen.
Time doesn't work like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Glaucoma.
How do you think you reverse back to 5 years ago versus where you are now? Do you think you're pretty much where you thought you would be?
I don't think I've ever really thought. I'm not a future thinker. I used to be a future tripper, like worry, mm-hmm. anxiety, but. Now I can't do that. Mm-hmm. It's just not productive.
No, yeah. It's really not.
But also, I have the great fortune of having, like, I already achieved my goals, like, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not worried about
now
anything.
You're on the ride. Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. Like, I could like die tomorrow, be like, oh, cool, whatever.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Do you think, did you have a moment where you were like, oh, I don't need to worry, I did it? Like, was that like a specific moment for you? What was it?
That was when I had my first abortion. No, just kidding. That was,
bucket list.
No, I think when I had more than $10,000 for the first time at once.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like, to me, that is so much money.
Yes. Yeah,
no.
Like, $10,000 in cash. Mm-hmm. In cash. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for me.
You so, kind like, of feel like Romy like, and Michelle when they're like, if anyone needs to make a call, I got a phone. You're like, if anyone has an emergency, I got $10,000.
Yes. And you could do quite a bit with 10 grand.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For at least a couple of weeks, if not months.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
a freedom. Depending on where you are.
There's a freedom to it, really, to be like, oh, I could change my entire life if I needed to with this.
Well, and like shit comes to shove, you will not be fucked. If you
and I think if you've earned it via the thing you want to be doing, that's like, oh, fuck.
I don't even think you need that.
Well, I mean, that's true. But I think, I'm like, I'm actually making money doing the thing I wanted to be doing. That's like,
absolutely.
A bonus. Yeah. To have given yourself a safety net, I think, is just like such an amazing feeling to be like, oh, I can, that when the anxiety, that particular money anxiety voice goes away.
Yeah. For me, though, it was, and this is going to sound so annoying, and it is, but it was a lesson that I was only able to learn once I, so let's just say that 10,000 is the number. Mm-hmm. Once I earned that amount of money, I was like, oh, money won't make me happy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking fuck. And there's no way you could convince me, at least, that it couldn't before.
Right.
Because I was like, of course I won't. I was like, it's not going to make me ecstatic, but of course I'll be happy. Like, no.
Yeah.
But it, well, it's like a lesson.
Do you think you were
happy
when you didn't have money?
Oh, I was. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
See, I think that's how you know you're going to be happy with money.
But it's still, if you had told me, I'd be like, I would definitely say I'd be happier.
Yeah. Well, I think the important thing is to not keep moving the money goalpost, but instead focus that on like the happy goalpost. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah. Once the money, it's like, once you have money, it's like, well, now what's your excuse?
Yeah.
Why aren't you happy? Yeah. What's going on? You know, it's like,
right.
Yeah. You
know, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Right. I do feel like, okay, I don't want to make this totally about astrology, but as I have a Taurus rising, and I will say, like, as someone who likes like carnal pleasures, I like having money because I like being able to like do shit,
buy
like
hookers.
Put stuff in my hookers. I like being able to just like go to the red light district and get some sushi and a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
like that is nice to have money to like
enjoy.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I think they've like done studies where it's like the number is something like it's like 70 or 75,000 a year,
it's very low.
Yeah. And like, once you get past that, then it's like a very diminishing returns. But it's like that's like the amount that like universally, it's like now that you can kind of just do that kind of stuff whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the I know what you're talking about. And it's funny because there is enough money.
Mm-hmm.
There are enough resources on this earth right now
for everyone
to spread around all of it to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. These tiny dicks there trying to go to space. And it's like, no shit.
It's like, yeah, think of all those people. If they just took $100,000 a year, which is totally livable beyond most means that you would ever need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single person should have access to $100,000 by the time they're 18 or whatever. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they should have that. And then it would just be, oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on capitalism.
No, I
know.
Girl, I know.
It's really infuriating.
Yeah.
But I also think that that's another thing, because I think when I was kind of like younger in my 20s and stuff, I think I had some weird shit with money where I had like guilt around like, I didn't have money when I was in my 20s, but I think I kind of self-sabotaged because I almost had like a fear of having money.
Yeah.
And then I started to change my relationship with money to be like, yeah, if I have it, then that gives me power to redistribute it to other places that I can take that power and put it to like good places.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I had more than $1,000 in my savings account until I was like 30 something, like in my 30s. And then... Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember days in college where I had no dollars, like not $1.
Oh, negative.
Oh, yeah.
Negative dollars. Yeah. And then each day you're like, how do I like deal with these charges that are, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like terrifying, absolutely terrifying.
No, like going to try to pay for a coffee and like checking your bank account balance to see if you can get a fucking latte.
Yeah.
I had to do lunch or cigarettes. Always cigarettes.
Well, and then like, you know, that's the situation where Yeah, obviously you're a college student, you have a family and stuff, you can like figure it out, but that's when like one big expense like
can ruin everything.
You over
done.
Forever.
You and break your leg.
Yeah, that's
done.
What's so scary yeah. about so many people in this country is it's like
for sure.
you're one hospital bill away from just like mm-hmm. you yeah. have then you have to pay like the, you know, the interest on the loan you take out to pay the thing.
Oh yeah.
Then your credit tanks yeah. and then you're like you're yeah. It's oh, yeah. fucking crazy.
I think about every time
you broke your leg yeah.
or like
70 grand. Yeah. It's
fuck breaking your leg. Even if you like your fucking car gets mm-hmm. towed.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
okay, I guess that's me eating for a month.
Yeah.
I guess.
It costs.
By the way, can I just say my car got towed live on the podcast?
Yes,
and
it did.
I haven't done anything. I just.
What do you mean? It's still in the lot.
I will say Barbara got a new car. This is her old car.
Rich.
Oh my God, look at me. No, I had this like. I had this.
They towed the Rolls Royce. So I still have the Mercedes thing.
Oh my God, no. A beater. I had a very like car that was near the end of its life. The reason it was parked outside was because it wasn't drivable anymore. It had died. And
So they took the body away.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck do I do? Because I have to pay to get it fixed. It needs a smog check to get registered. No. I can't drive it to get a smog check. So yeah, I tried to call them and be like, is there anything I can do? Can I get it towed to the place so that I can get it registered? And they were like, no, you have to go get a partial registration to get it. It was just a nightmare. No. And then I was just like, I guess I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, no, just leave it in.
Change your name.
It's gone. Yeah. She's gone.
Yeah. Oh, I know she's gone, but I'm scared about whatever eventual fuck. The thing is, they charge you like $75 a day to just keep it in their lot or some bullshit.
Babs, I want to say, I don't know if the laws have changed since this happened to me, but I too lost a car to the city of Los Angeles.
Wait, really? I don't think I knew that.
Really?
I did not know that. Oh my God.
How? Was she carjacked or what? What happened?
Oh no. I was living in West Hollywood, like West Hollywood, and like it was so hard to find parking.
Yeah,
you get tickets all the time. Like,
I would get tickets all the time, and this is when I was really poor. So like I never, you know.
Yeah,
I amassed like thousands of dollars in parking tickets.
Fuck.
And then one day I was leaving for work, and the FedEx guy was like, "I don't know where you think you're going. You got the boot." And I looked out, and I had a boot on my car. Mm.
The boot, that shameful
boot. It was
so shameful.
It's such a funny thing to do to people, not to tow the car, but just to put that on.
Yeah.
It's
you
like
fucking poor bitch, you can't move. Yeah. It's like stocks. You know, you're like those medieval stocks.
In the village square.
Shame.
Like, I may as well like open my pockets and show that I have nothing inside. Like, yeah.
I know.
So I took a taxi to work, and then when I came back, my car was gone, and they wanted like thousands of dollars in parking tickets, and I just said, you know what, let's call it a draw, and I just let them keep that car, and I faced no consequences.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if that's what's gonna happen to me. I just can't tell what to do because they keep sending me stuff that's like, you need to pay for registration, and I'm like, I don't even have it. So we'll find out. But
I think change your name.
Okay.
That's it's time for a new. It's time
Barbara
to start
Gary.
Fresh.
Yeah.
New social. Yes.
Absolutely. Should we fake your death? I mean, we shouldn't talk about it on the podcast, maybe, but I think we could totally fake your death in a fun way.
Okay, I'm down. I'd like to fall off a cliff, maybe.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay, we can.
You should fake it. You should do it like on the heels of something like you're about to get married and you die right before the ceremony.
Oh,
we can get a real doll and dress it in a wedding dress and then throw it off a cliff in Malibu.
Now, is my boyfriend in on this or is he also part of the?
How good of an actor is he?
Not real.
Can
not
we trust
real. No, he's just referred to. It's very vague. And it might be like he's going to be the person of interest in the, you know, so.
Yeah. He'll definitely be framed. So
he
can't know anything about this.
Okay.
Oh my God.
He does listen to the podcast.
Making the documentary about this. Oh.
Yeah.
Adam, earmuffs right now, Adam.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to, one more question before we go to our next break.
Do you have
Let's
it?
Let's see if I have a good one.
Oh yeah. This is a really important question.
Okay.
It's not even really a question. It's actually a direction.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Katya, sell me this pen.
What is it?
Sell
it again?
Me this pen. Sell us this pen.
Okay. I want you to imagine a world filled with blank spaces. And you...
You have to channel, I think you have to channel Christina Applegate in...
Do I need to tell you that pen or just edit this pen? That pen.
Sell us this pen.
Okay. Yeah. What if I told you that something that could fit in your pocket that looked the color of lilacs in the spring could both change your life, save your life, and take life? And all for the very reasonable price of
$3.99. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah. You can, right? Because it's true. The pen is mightier than the sword. Right?
I will say this is also,
jab
this
in
is
the
also
eye.
A brunch scented pen. So it smells like
brunch.
Fresh fruit parfait.
What brunch though? LA brunch fruit? Or?
Yeah, what brunch?
I don't know. It just was.
It's a parfait?
It's a fresh fruit parfait.
Okay, so like St.
Louis. It smells
brunch.
Like strawberry.
I love that.
That sounds nice.
It's a COVID tester too.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Just pop it right up there.
Yeah.
I would enjoy COVID tests so much more if they smelled like brunch.
Yeah, they need to do that. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever been put under. I was like when I was really young and they let me choose the flavor of like gas. And
it was... They didn't. When I got my surgery, they didn't do that.
You didn't get to choose your gas?
No.
No, actually, when you're an adult, they give it to you through IV.
Lame. Oh.
What is this lemon in it, like lemon flavored anesthesia?
I know. It's not like, the anesthesia, it's the silly gas, it's right? It's
Nitrous.
It was like bubblegum, butterscotch, or like a few other ones. Yes. I think I chose butterscotch.
Yeah. That shit smelled so good. Oh my God. I'm like
jonesing.
Wow. Well, it's like
definitely not addictive.
No, that not at all.
Definitely not. Absolutely not. No.
Wait, Katya and Brandy, did you guys have this?
No. Fluoride was like fun flavors like that when I was a kid.
Oh.
And now,
yes. Bubblegum.
Yeah. I love a bubble
fluoride.
You haven't
lived until you're getting high and you're too young to get high. And you're getting high in a bubblegum flavored mask, and my dentist would show us Pee Wee's Big Top Adventure while this happened.
Oh, Big Top is a hell of a thing to watch on. I can imagine that would be pretty crazy. This explains a lot, Tess.
You had a great child healthcare during childhood. Yeah. It was wild.
Wow. No, that was not. I was never put under for Keith stuff at all. Damn, I missed out.
Yeah, you did.
I know. I never had the Laffy Gassy. Never.
Wait, did you?
Oh, it's really fun.
Did you guys have braces? Was that what it was for?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
They used to give it. It was like if you were getting a tooth pulled or if they were doing anything kind of scary, they would just get you high.
Yeah, I never.
What's the scariest thing you've had done in your mouth? I mean.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How much time do you have?
I did the grown-up version of this, and I got a root canal, and I was like, I'm going to give myself anesthesia, and I got really, 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 really high. I ate like a really strong edible.
Sounds like my nightmare.
No.
Recommend not doing that.
No.
Don't do it. Please. All of our listeners, don't do it.
No. Don't do that.
No.
No.
The sounds and the smells.
Oh, God. Okay. We have to take another break.
The crunching.
We'll be back in a second.
Be right back.
I'm Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Katya.
And I'm Katya.
There she is.
Whoa. I just started playing the song. We're just going to play it. This is our Lady Problems theme.
Lady Problems. Do you have them? Lady Problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Beauty.
I love it so much.
If you have lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 323-6-BUT-30.
That's right. We got some voicemails today. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I'm just going to get right into my lady problem. So I'm 21, recently just turned 21, and started dating this really awesome guy who I think is really the one for me, and I think that's a little crazy. However, that's not the lady problem. So, I have a guy best friend, and this guy best friend and I used to sleep together, and I told my now boyfriend about almost everything except for that. And the only issue when it comes to telling him about that is that he asked me, and out of panic, because, you know, trauma, I lied, and I told him that we haven't slept together. And I know that I need to tell him the truth for this to work out and for us to have a good relationship. I just don't know how to go about telling him the truth. I know I need to say something along the lines of, I reacted before I could actually think, and I wasn't honest. But from there, I don't really know how it's going to affect me and my guy best friend. And I love both of them dearly. And, yeah. Thanks, guys. Help me out, please. Bye.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Does she need to tell him?
I don't think she needs to tell him.
No.
No, I don't.
No, you're 21.
You're 21. I don't think you need to.
I do think that, yeah, there's something. I think that when I was younger, I definitely thought I needed to tell everyone everything. Like, mm-hmm. I was such a open, like, yeah, like, blah, 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 you know. And mm-hmm. as I've gotten older, I've realized the value in that, yeah, just everyone doesn't need to know everything. It's just not helpful.
No,
all the time.
No. And it's not like she's still having like feelings for this guy. Like mm-hmm. it feels like that relationship has just kind of turned into a friendship. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing to confess. No need to say shit all.
Yeah.
It'll just make it weird. It'll definitely make it weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think no one tells you that. Like sometimes you need to know when something is just going to make something weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like those people who say, I'm over the bullshit and I'm over the drama. Mm-hmm. Those are always the people who are starting bullshit and drama.
Yes.
You know, like, you know.
1,000%. Yeah.
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 100%.
I get the,
yeah, I think. Yeah.
21.
I get the urge because, like, yeah. It's. I think at that age, I would have been like, this is like a funny secret, even though if that's not how you're thinking about it, like, that's how I would feel. Or mm-hmm. I don't know what it mm-hmm. is. It's just that thing when you feel like for some reason someone needs to know something, even though they don't. Like, yeah, he just doesn't mm-hmm.
yeah.
need to.
Well, and you're
save
so,
it.
Yeah.
You can weaponize it later.
Yes.
Yeah. Start building totally. Your arsenal.
Wedding night.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And by the way, I fucked him.
Well, and it's like, you're still 21. I feel like your sexual history is still so fresh and new that it's like everything still feels like more of a big deal than it actually is, like the older you get too. Yeah. So it's like he doesn't need to know this.
Yeah, and it's like that, friends yeah. hook up and it's very normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. No. Yeah, especially when you're like in your very, very, very early 20s. Mm-hmm. Like, please, y'all are just running into each other. Holes are going into sticks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
If they were gay men, it would be assumed.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I also feel like he's probably slept with some people you don't know about.
Yeah. And that's okay. And that's his right to not tell you. And that's your right to not tell him. It's fine.
Yeah.
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 So I think we solved it.
I think she's got no more problems.
That was actually a really easy one.
Yeah, it was. That was probably one of our easiest ones yet. Yeah. All right. On to the next one.
Hello, ladies. It's not so much a lady problem I have.
I think she's walking.
My name's Chi Chi. I'm calling from Australia. I'm down under. I did a little faux pas. I sent a very sexy message meant for my husband. And I sent it to my receptionist. I don't even know how I'm going to face her, but what do I say? Because I have to work with her. I'm going to have to face her at some point. I just don't know what I'm going to say. I've also messaged you what the message actually said. Oh, God. Anyway.
I gotta know.
Wait, did she? Yeah, did we she have DM it to us. Or?
Find that message because it better say, I need you to bang this pussy into the middle of next week when we, like,
some,
you know,
fucking dirty
something
shit.
Nasty, yeah. Nasty. Like,
I don't remember. It'd be really funny if her message was somehow like, I dressed up like my stupid slut receptionist. Yeah, I hate.
Yeah. I know you love dumb sluts, so I'm gonna. Do it.
Okay.
Oh man, did she text it to us?
Well, whatever it is, it sounds like she's not in a power position. Like her, if it's the she's in a position of power, perhaps like above.
Yeah, she said to my reception.
It's not like her boss. Yeah. It's not like her boss.
Wait, what did she say her name
was? Okay, I actually think this is a pretty simple one, too. I think it's just like, look, it's cute that you're sending dirty messages to your husband. I think it's just like, oops, that was meant for my husband. Like, everyone, like, fucking is like pooping. Everyone does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows you're married. I mean, and it's like, it might be a little bit stickier if it was like, if your reception was like a guy or something like that, but it's like she knows you're married, you have like a husband.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
It's like they're girl. Can't they lady to lady be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe.
But
not.
What did the message say?
I'm trying to find it.
So I'm checking that we got a text from her. Oh, Chi-Chi, if you're listening, you. I don't think we can see a picture because she said message I accidentally sent per my voicemail.
Wait,
Chi-chi.
Let me just text her.
We can't see a photo.
See the message. Can you?
Oh, wait, my God.
Yeah.
It was a message, though, not a, like,
picture. I think she took it. I think she screen grabbed the message and sent it to us.
Because if she's...
Yeah.
Because if it was her, like, spread eagle with, like, a cucumber in her pussy or something, I mean, that's a little
that's
bit different.
Yeah, that's...
She
different.
Might just have to change.
God damn
careers.
It. It's not letting me text her either. Well, fuck.
Okay. Let's just assume it said some really dirty, nasty shit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
she's got to quit.
Yeah.
Move to a new country.
Yeah. Okay. She's got to go on monster.com right now. And
Yeah,
that's it.
And text them a picture of a cucumber and a pussy.
If you start off with that.
She's going to do porn.
Yeah.
She has to do porn
they're
now.
They're going to be used to that already. To do porn. And then, you know, they don't know anywhere to go from there.
Yes. Yeah. So really, I think this story has a happy ending.
Hey.
Tess is
just becoming Samantha in front of us.
I am.
Realistically, like, does she say anything to her about it?
You'd be like, oh, no. I think she would, you know, whatever that, do a diverse, like, did you know that Ben Affleck and J-Lo are a bit together? And then that's it. And then that's my Australian accent. So good. Right.
Nailed it.
Oh, no, I sent you the wrong text. Sorry. Oh, I don't
know. Wow.
You don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
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 Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I can't. I'm so bad at doing accents.
I'm so bad.
No, that was amazing.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Oh, no. No, every O has three R's.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So just say, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, oh my God, sorry about that. I'm just a woman like you who loves to get fucked by your husband. Like, what's so wrong with wanting to be attracted, like wanting your husband to fuck you?
Nothing. What's wrong with that? I think you just feel bad
it's
if
a
you're,
celebration.
Yeah. You know.
That's what I think. I think the receptionist is going to get it.
Yeah, or what if it made her horny and then she went out and got laid and had the best sex of her life that night?
Exactly.
You know, that's probably best not to ask her about.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about this photo, but I just want to know if it made you horny and got you laid. And
yeah, did you like? It's so inappropriate, but did you like come? Oh,
God. I think let's get her promoted as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Could be the best day of her life, honestly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I think you're fine.
That is embarrassing, though. That's
yeah.
I see tweets and stuff all the time. People like accidentally send like sexy pics to their family members or something. Like, oh Lord.
Oh, that seems.
Have you guys ever done anything like that?
Thanks.
I don't have nudes on my phone ever.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. If they are, they're being prosthetics, so it's not like really like.
Right.
Oh, you know. That's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't like, I don't, because people will share them.
How do you take them? Do you go to like an old timey camera shop or something?
Glamour shop? I go to Sears. I go to Sears.
Please.
I go to Sears. Yes,
let's get like... you some JCPenney nudes, baby. I would love
get
it.
Get a 5x7 and a 4x6.
Laser beam background. Like. I have to mail them. It's like, yeah, babe, are you horny? I'll see you in 3 to 6 weeks. Yes. Oh, God. God. That would be great. No, but if they don't trust, like, yeah. I was talking about that with people, because, of course, many gay men are very forthcoming mm-hmm. with extensive documentation yeah. of their anatomies. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I want to know. There's a lot you can do with tricks and stuff. It's like, I want you to tell me, just give me some stats and I'm good
right,
with that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, so you just like hard data.
I like numbers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because really big is relative.
That is true.
And wonderful right. and you know, and like, no, I don't want poetry. I need math.
Yeah.
And then
sure.
I will do the poetry. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, we'll decide on the poetry
do
afterwards.
Do math and decide yes. if yes. we will make poetry together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a sexual algorithm that if you fulfill it, absolutely.
Yeah. 6 inches is 6 inches and 5 inches is an inch below that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are good at math.
And there's not holy a value shit. Judgment there.
No, actually, Katya, that is literally a value judgment.
Oh my God, you Mari math pun. Oh my God, it's true. Integers. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's funny.
Well, we solved so many things.
I think, like, really, I think this is probably one of our best solvings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both of these listeners, I think we really nailed it.
Although they're catastrophizing, to be honest, and they're all probably, they all seem very white. White people stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know, that, young too, young.
Yeah, yeah.
No. We are, it's hard because we get a lot, you know, you'll get a lot of lady problems, people like 23 or something. And you don't want to be a dick because obviously we've all been that age and been through, you know, you do catastrophize when you're young and stuff. But you're also like, you'll know eventually that wasn't a big deal. But when you're in it.
I guess, but I also do feel like in their defense, being young is a catastrophe.
That is very true.
It is. It honestly is. The longer you live, the less catastrophic, hopefully.
The horror of being youthful. No, it does. Everything sucks. It seems like everything is. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did have this thought the other night. I was a little stoned and I thought, you know, wealth is wasted on the old. Like, it would be so much better if you started out with the money and then you got poorer as you got older.
That's interesting.
That is, well, let me run this by you. What if airplane seating went by age?
Oh.
Oldest in the front, youngest in the back. No family connections allowed.
I love that. Frankly, love it. Love it.
And the quality is, it goes from first class or first class to business and onward to like.
Why though? Because like I find that there's no difference between who I sit next to as far as age, if they're going to be a dick or not.
Oh, no. It's not about being a dick. It's just about, I don't think any child should have the luxury of flying.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Absolutely.
Because it ruins you.
What I really like about this idea, Katya, is that it ends up with a rich child on their own in the back of a plane. And that's hilarious.
I do love that.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
with the word divorced child taped to the front of them. I love it.
Infants just.
Yeah.
That's a good gauntlet to put a kid through if they haven't ever experienced any, you know, strife.
Definitely.
I remember the very first time my family ever flew, we went to Oklahoma for one of my brother's bike races as a kid. And my dad, one of us got bumped first class for some reason. It was like my brother or my ticket. And my dad said, no, I'm taking it. So he put me
1000%.
Yes, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was that age, I was like, oh, it was my ticket. I can't believe he took my first class seat. And honestly, he was a good dad. was a good dad to that not was, put me there.
Yes.
Earn your first class.
That was the dad move.
Yeah. Yes. Good ass move. I appreciate it.
Because once you do it, you can't go back the same. It's never the same. Yeah. Like, of course, you can go back, but it's never the same.
Yeah.
No. That's why you don't give kids diamonds.
Yes.
Or Gucci sneakers.
No.
Or nice phones. I hate a kid with a nice phone.
Or anything.
Let them play with a rock and a twig. You're fine.
Get outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in my day, I had Lego and I drew a face on it, and that was my friend.
Yeah. Dude, I talk about this sometimes, but my parents, I was raised by hippies, and so we weren't allowed to have TV. Mm-hmm. So all my brother and I did is dig a hole.
Yeah. You licked puddles and ate grass all day.
Yeah. Literally, like, our mom thought she was creating this, like, idyllic, like, experience with nature. And every day we would just go outside and dig a hole.
You're just in a child-run internment camp. My
what
God.
Do you think that taught you,
Jesus
Tess?
Christ.
Okay, it taught me a lot, actually, because the hole had many purposes. It taught me that you can't make a hot tub out of a hole. It taught me that if you try to let a turtle live in the hole, it will run away. And it taught me that sometimes when kids come over, if your hole is big enough, they will be impressed by
it. Yeah, there
we
go.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it paid off. I'm just going to say.
That is a very valuable lesson.
I do want to say, you know, we've had dreams of someday having our own, like, how, like, you know, three-person house or something connected. And, like, we better have a hole in the back. Yeah. That's just
a giant.
Tess is just digging in there randomly. Yeah.
Can we call it the glory hole?
Of course.
Always. Oh, yeah. I assumed as much already.
Yeah.
The glorious hole.
I hated in movies when they have a character who has supposedly dug an entire grave, hole for a grave. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you didn't do that.
No.
You don't look like a person who's just done that.
That
is so much work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Digging a grave is
for
me.
As a kid who dug a hole, I can realistically tell you guys, a grave for kid labor, you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. With, like, breaks and water and all that stuff. You can't just do it in the middle of the night in like 20 minutes.
No. And we're talking Tess's hole was also in Southern California where the ground has never frozen. You know, there's
Minnesota. Yeah. Try that. Oh my God. Not going to happen, baby. Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I've honestly never taken time to think about the holes in Minnesota.
I mean,
I honestly have
I'm going to take it that you guys, when we fake my death, I will have a shallow grave and I accept that. It's fine.
Of course.
Well, that's where the cliff comes in.
Oh, right.
Viking funeral.
You just dig
Let's
a little
see,
bit
Barbara.
Of hole first, and then the impact will make it 6 feet.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yep. Yep. Don't worry. We'll just get a copy of your. We'll get a copy of your dental records and put them on like some teeth, and then we'll like burn the Grail doll, and then like throw a couple of teeth at it.
They're
and
like,
then,
"Wow, she was
voila.
Made of. Seems like she had a lot of plastic on her, but
yeah. But these are her teeth.
But those teeth.
There it is.
Perfect.
That's all it takes. I've seen great. CSI. I know how this works.
Yeah.
Katya, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It was so good to see you.
Oh, my God. It was great to see you guys. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. We love you.
Hopefully we can do it sometime in person if this if it's not the actual end of the world.
Yeah. Please. We will.
We're all shot up in so many ways.
Me too. I've got tons of vaccines coursing through my veins.
That we're rich in vaccinations. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I want to mention that the other night I spent a lot of time doing this number where I stuffed a whole bunch of I had this what do you call it? A latex vagina panty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like it looks like a vagina.
A pussy?
Yeah,
it looks like a pussy. It's fuckable. It's got two holes.
Wow. Okay.
You can one to pee out of and one to get
anatomically and then, correct. Wow, nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I pulled out like you know those magic tricks.
Oh my God,
keep coming out.
It's amazing.
And I just pulled out like I think it was about I don't know like 12 or 15 yards of red frilly fabric, and I had the time of my life. And I just wanted to say that. Yeah, it was so fun.
Was this for a show or was this like at home while
I practiced it at home probably too much, probably too many times.
I'm looking at the picture. This is like the red glittery outfit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. And I boobed. It was like, I was like, I'm a 40-year-old man. This is what
these
I did.
These are great boobs,
today.
Too.
It's amazing.
I mean, what a triumph.
Oh, they're so weird.
What a triumph.
Yeah,
this is your life, though. I love it. Isn't it great to feel like when you're doing something ridiculous at these ages, it's just kind of like, yeah, I did it. I wanted this my life to be ridiculous, and get, here it is.
Yeah, and it's hard to be, it's hard to maintain anger or real sorrow when you're like a clown pulling scarves out of your pussy.
You can't. And like at paid. That point, you're good. You're everything else is icing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, 100%. I also have to tell you, Katya. So I have a Spanish teacher that lives in Mexico, and we just randomly were talking about drag the other week, and she was like, my favorite drag queen is Katya. You're and kidding. I got to brag that you were on my podcast. And so I promised her that I would say that my Spanish teacher loves you.
What's her name? Do you remember?
Monica.
Of course Monica?
Yeah, Monica.
Okay. Well, tell her, what do I know? Te amo, mi corazón, amor de mi vida, mi pinga en mi boca.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Muchas gracias.
Oh, I love it. Okay. I love it. Where can everybody find you and like all the jazz, all that stuff?
Yeah, anything that I'm doing will probably be like on Twitter or Instagram, I guess. So it's Katya underscore Zamo. So Katya Zamo. And then that's pretty, I think I have a website, but I don't know where it is. You can just go to the Twitter and the Instagram and then you find everything there.
So yeah, you and Trix are going on tour and you have a,
we're going on tour. We have, there's so many other things.
Oh my God. I can't think of the,
oh yes. The Substack. So for people who like to read, which, you know, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody left, but, we do like a newsletter, like, and it's actually really fun. And it's free, and then you can pay. So it's like, it's good, but it's also a scam if you want it to be. and it's fun. We just like write things that are funny. And I just wrote another thing today. I'm going to do it again today, and it's fun. Yeah. So that's Substack. It's called Gooped, like Gooped. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's fun.
Love it.
Yeah, beautiful. Go check that out. Support Katya and stuff. Thank you. Yes. You're the best. So good to see
you.
Love you,
lady.
Ladies, I love the ladies. Abortions for everyone.
Absolutely.
And we'll abort you all next week.
All right, everybody. Bye bye.
Thank you.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. I was just listening to the episode you were talking about dinosaurs and. Most specifically, the Stegosaurus, and what an asshole he must be. And I was thinking that the celebrity that is most like the Stegosaurus is Morrissey. I mean, like, that fucking guy. He's vegan. He just, like, looks terrible. But he's still out there trying to make himself relevant, like the damn Stegosaurus. So that's all I've been thinking about, and I thought that you should know. I love you, and I love your pod. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I was just listening to an episode where you asked your guest what was the worst time that they got fired or watching somebody else get fired, and I actually have a pretty good one for this, and it's not myself. I worked at this place one time. This girl got fired, and she went outside and threw a total hysterical fit and ripped off all of her acrylic fingernails and threw them at the manager. and then she got her notebook and like ripped out all the papers and shredded them up. And then to make it even better, or worse actually, she went and laid on the front lawn. Now I'm just remembering it and laughing really hard about it. So, girl, if you're listening and this was you, you're a fucking legend.